with John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. John, the big news today, once again, jobs and chicken.
Yeah, we'll tie those two together. Of course, on Friday, we had the big employment report. Unemployment stayed steady at 9.5%, which is still a horrible number, and that sounds pretty good. But one of the things that really didn't get much headline, these were the jobs numbers for July, and the net reduction in non-farm payrolls was a minus 221,000 jobs. That was much worse than expected. The market didn't like it. If you take out the loss of jobs by the layoff at the Census Bureau, there was a net increase of 71,000 in the private sector. Now, that sounds pretty good, too, until you realize that we've got to generate about 200,000 jobs a month just to get the unemployment rate to begin to start ticking down. It's averaged less than 100,000 jobs a month so far for the year. But what's even more ominous is that the government revised downward the numbers for June that they had previously released. They had said in June that there were about 125,000 jobs lost. They revised that down to 221,000. Really ugly number, and it is about jobs, and politicians know that as November, the first week of November gets closer and closer. And probably the big event for this week economically will be the Fed, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that controls interest rates and things like that. They meet tomorrow, and these jobs numbers are going to weigh heavily on their decision. Now, we know they're not going to lower rates because you can't lower interest rates below zero, but the question is, what will their statement say when it's released at 1:15 tomorrow our time? And will they announce that they're going to begin to do some other things, like to buy mortgage-backed securities, to buy treasuries, to do something to stimulate the economy again? And we talk about chicken. One of our favorite companies, Tyson, of course, Arkansas company headquartered up in Springdale, reported really great numbers for their third quarter. They have a fiscal year. This is the third quarter that went through July 3rd, actually. And they made $248 million in the quarter. That's an 89% increase over the same quarter of last year. Made 65 cents a share. The street, Wall Street, was only expecting about 57 cents a share. Really good number. Sales for the quarter, $7.4 billion. That's up almost 12%. That was better than was expected, too. The thing that really impressed me was is that during the quarter, they paid down over $400 million of debt. They reported for the 9 months ended July the 3rd of 2010, they reported really strong cash flow, and they paid down over $900 million of debt, and yet we're still able to invest several hundred million dollars in capital expenditures. So looks like Tyson's headed the right way. They were pretty optimistic about the forecast, except for one thing, and that is they pointed to rising grain prices. And, of course, Bill, last week we talked about the fact that worst drought in 130 years in Russia, a drought in Australia, and the impact that that's having on grain prices. And so obviously what you feed chickens and cows and pigs is affected by grain prices. Later this week, we get a lot of retail sales numbers. We also get earnings from some really large companies. Like tomorrow, we get Disney. On Wednesday, we get Cisco. And then the government releases retail sales numbers on Friday. So it's going to be another busy week.